Stupidity never dies. It evolves. Get your signed copy with the link below.
Hey, well, let's start with Tiktaalik. He said they made accurate predictions. Well, when did Tiktaalik live? They lived 375 million years ago, so that's when they walked out of the sea. But then there's another one, four-legged creature, forces evolution rethink. Because remember that was 375 million? Well, this one is, this one is 397 million.
Well, Brian, you just argued that there was a transition, or there was a tetrapodomorph 380 million years ago in the past.
Well, that was Tiktaalik when that was there, but there was the phone footprints at 397 million, according to their timeline.
Okay, so you acknowledge that 397 million years ago, there were living organisms on the planet.
No, I'm acknowledging that there's problems with the dateline that you guys have, that Tiktaalik wasn't there when it wasn't as precise as you made it out to be.
I don't understand. How are you saying that there was a fossil almost 400 million years ago, therefore the Earth is only 6,000 years old? How does that make any sense?
Well, you can ask me that during your Q&A.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're right. So I just would like to, my mistake on that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I just think that that's a ridiculous hypocrisy to appeal to 400 million years to say that, like to appeal to the secular science as if it disproves itself is really silly to me.
Okay, Eric, do you have a spirit or are you just matter and energy?
I don't think I have a spirit. I think I have a conscience. I don't necessarily know if that consciousness or whatever is reducible merely to matter, but I suspect that it probably is.
Okay, where did people come from?
My parents had sex. That's where I came from.
And people in general, where did the human race, humans come from?
Earth, Africa specifically.
But what was their ancestor? What did
Homo heidelbergensis.
And where did Heidel come from?
Homo erectus.
And where did that come from?
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I think it's probably known, but I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, well, so there's none, you don't. Okay, let's jump to what did the first life come from?
Earth. Probably near hydrothermal vents, that's what I would guess.
And where did Earth come from?
Well, Earth exists in the universe. To say where is something in the universe doesn't really make any sense.
Where did it come from? Where did it come from? How did the Earth originate?
So the nebular hypothesis is pretty well tested. We actually have photos of protoplanetary disks.
What was the matter? Where did the matter for the Earth come from?
So instead of asking me, so you're arguing in bad faith because you didn't want to know where people came from. You're just trying to backtrack to why does the universe exist or where did it come from?
No, I don't want to misrepresent your position. I want to make sure I have it right. So where did the matter for the Earth come from?
It exists in the universe.
And where did it start?
The universe?
Yeah.
Where? To say where is the universe makes no sense.
Where did the matter from the universe come from?
We have no idea if it came from anywhere. To posit that the universe was created is an unfound.
What did the Big Bang make?
It didn't make anything. The Big Bang is a description of the universe. The universe is expanding. The Big Bang is not an account of where the universe came from. It's a description of what the universe does.
But where did the matter come from? Did the Big Bang make hydrogen and helium?
Hydrogen and helium came out as a consequence of the rapid expansion of the universe. But to say that it came from the Big Bang again is not an appropriate statement.
So do you
believe know? Just real quick, the Big Bang doesn't tell us that the universe was created. We don't know if the universe is created. It may be eternal.
I'm asking about the matter. Do you think hydrogen and helium from the Big Bang turned into people?
That's really a kind of a ridiculous straw man. Like my cat eats cat food and that food, she digests it and it becomes part of her body because that's how organisms work. But to say my cat came from cat food is pretty silly. It's a weird kind of compositional fallacy. But I do believe in stellar nucleosynthesis. I don't know how somebody could doubt stellar nucleosynthesis.
Okay, so
it's well established.
Do you think we came from stardust? Do you think people?
I think that's where
stardust.
Elements heavier than hydrogen, for the most part, come from.
Okay,
is rigorously confirmed by the scientific method.
Okay. So what's the best scientific evidence that hydrogen and helium turn into people, or stardust turns into people? Is that your position? That
you're skipping an insane number of steps.
I want to make sure I got it right. Because there's stardust, therefore it turns into people. Is that your position?
Brian, this is such a ridiculous straw man. Have you ever written a book?
Okay, you're not going to answer that one. Okay,
no,
you
can think it's unfair that I asked a question, but
is
like,
this a fact? Are we only 1.6% different from chimps?
Genetically, yes.
Yes. Is that a fact? Okay, which genome is bigger, the chimps or humans?
Which one is bigger? I don't know off the top of my head.
If one was 6% bigger, would that mean we're 1.6% different?
No, not necessarily. The way you compare genomes is really complicated.
Yeah, here. It's like the
genetic paragraph.
This is a complete non-starter because we're still more, even if you change the metrics, the measurements by determining how similar our genomes are, we're still more closely related to the chimps than anything else. The nested hierarchies of relatedness between organisms is conserved even when you change how you compare them, which is only evidence of evolution.
Okay, because to me it looks like they manipulated the data. They cut out 1.3 billion to get that number. Do you think Lucy walked upright?
Well, yeah, we know that.
Okay, well, did you know that they cut her hip to turn it from a chimp into a human?
No, God, not
okay,
this.
Here we go.
The thing about Lucy being a chimpanzee, this is so ridiculous.
To flare out like a chimp's.
When we find these fossils, they're broken into a lot of pieces and they get pieced together. And you can say that the paleontologists are incompetent, but I mean, whatever. But Lucy, it's not predicated just on the hip. There have been anatomical studies of Lucy's foramen magnum and of her femur, and we've compared the location of her foramen magnum versus humans, Homo sapiens, versus chimpanzees. And guess what? Lucy's is exactly in between us and them. Well, that's what you would expect in a transitional form. There are really specific details about the femur bone. There are particular grooves and notches that upright walking primates like us have that chimpanzees don't have because of how quadrupedal there are. And Lucy has what we have. So this, you can claim conspiracy about the hip bone, but you're just completely ignoring all of the other evidence.
Yeah, there is. There's a whole bunch of fraud that Dr. Carl Werner has found, and he's found 150 cases of fraud in this book, and the Lucy's hip, but we'll move on. And also the knee was a fraud too. Okay, let's see.
The what was a fraud?
The knee. Okay, how about this? Do you think this is accurate representation, embryology, that birds, bunnies, and people live, they've got the same, they look the same. Do you think that's a fact?
Yeah, we have gill arches early in our development, but we don't have gills as fully formed adults.
Well, those drawings look real close to Haeckel's drawings, which were frauds 100 years ago. Do they look pretty similar? But then that's what they actually look like. Did you know that those were frauds, that they were frauds 100 years ago? Did you know
he was convicted of
fraud by his own university, and they're still in our textbooks. Are you okay with that?
Can I talk?
Yeah.
Haeckel was immediately dismissed by.
I know.
I can't remember what his name was, but by an evolutionary biologist.
Right. But should those pictures be in our textbooks?
There's no problem with them because if you go back, you have to be denying that we have gill arches early in development, which is just, I don't know why you would say that.
You think those things look the same?
Brian,
you think those aren't accurate?
Brian, you can see the gill arches on the human embryo in that
picture. I'm not talking about the gill arches.
Yes, we are, because that's what Haeckel's drawings depict.
No, Haeckel, look at the middle.
You have to take artistic license to make a representation of something, and his cartoons aren't photographs. Like, we get that. And he read into them what he wanted to see. What Haeckel specifically believed, which is stupid and false, is that we literally go through a reptilian stage. That's not true, but it is true that we do resemble other vertebrates early in development.
My question, those images were different than what he drew, but let's move on. Do you think the eyes are wired backwards? Is this a fact? Their science hasn't been able to come up with a working hypothesis to why our retinas are set up backwards. Do you agree with that?
The photoreceptors are in the back of the retina, whereas mollusks, like
squids. I know
squids,
that. Is there a reason?
That's wired backwards. Yeah.
You think that? So there's no reason for that, right? Is that what you're saying?
There are random quirks of biology, like our recurrent laryngeal nerve that goes down to the heart.
No, this is why it's the Smithsonian. Are you aware that the Smithsonian says this is why they're wired? It's no mistake, is what they say. The glial cells did indeed create columns of concentrated lights. And Medical Express says they're like fiber optic cables. And its optimization is just that color vision during the day is enhanced while nighttime vision suffers very little. So there's reasons for that. So do you think that this is accurate? They're ignoring those reasons. Do you think that's a good thing to do?
I don't know what you're accusing them of. That the eyes we have are capable of working is not an endorsement of creation.
They're not backwards. Okay, let's move
on. No, they literally are backwards compared to a mollusk. Retina, they have a compound eye, and their photoreceptors are on the inside of the retina.
I understand that, but there's reasons for it. It turns it into fiber optics. That's what it says.
Yeah, evolution selects that which is
evolution
survival.
Can select. Okay, so is it backwards or not?
Yes.
Okay, well then you deny the Smithsonian. Okay, do you think life can start in water?
Life can start in water? I don't know what you mean by that.
Okay, this is chemicals sloshing together. We're constantly bumping into each other and combining into new chemistry. Over millions of years, that process can lead to living organisms. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, we don't have any evidence that life was produced non-naturally on Earth.
You know, we're talking about the question is, can life start in water? That's my question to you, Eric.
All living organisms are mostly water. Like the idea.
I'm not asking that. Can life start in water?
I don't see any problem with that. Again, we don't have any evidence.
What is hydrolysis?
Hydrolysis is the splitting of molecules by water, I believe.
Exactly. And here's a PhD in chemistry saying that life can't begin in water because water breaks apart the molecules faster than they get put together. Did you know no one knows how the first cell came about? Did you know that?
We have low resolution answers, but we don't know exactly.
Yeah, that's right. They can't
and you don't
do
know
it.
How God did anything, so I don't know what
that's
kind
right.
of God
you That's right. I believe in a miracle maker, but you don't. Okay, here's tree of life. Do you think that we're related to snakes, Eric?
We share genes with snakes. That's what it means to be related.
All right. Which genome is bigger, the snakes or humans?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, do you think we're related to ferns? Actually, the humans are bigger than the snakes by about a billion.
Okay.
Do you think we're related to ferns?
We share genes with them, and yes, there is a fern with 23,000 chromosomes. That's not a problem.
Okay, and are we related to bacteria?
We share genes with them. That's what it means to be related to something.
Okay. It's just yes or no would be fine. Inside that circle, what is the evidence that supports what's inside that circle?
The fact that we share genes with them. That's what it means to be related to something.
They have genetic evidence that makes this tree. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, long before we knew anything about genetics, it was predicted that there would be a hereditary molecule.
All right.
And then we found it. And if there were no correlations between organisms, then evolution would have been falsified.
Okay, I'd like you to divide those six animals into two groups, the most closely related. You got the horse, cow, sea snake, sea urchin, sheep, and silkworm. If you were to divide those into two groups based on their most common ancestor or relative or however you want to do it, just divide them into the two groups that should show up on that tree.
I believe the cow and the sheep would be most closely related because they're even-toed ungulates. Okay. Then the horse would be next. It's an odd-toe ungulate. then the sea snake because it's a vertebrate, and then echinoderm versus silkworm. That one's tricky, but I think the silkworm would be the next most closely related, and then the sea urchin, because it's an echinoderm, I think would be at the end.
Just divide them into two groups. However you do it, just put give me two groups of names.
Oh, I was doing like an entire tree.
I know you were. I know, just two groups, the ones that are most closely related.
Yeah, so vertebrates on top, cow, horse, snake, sheep, and then the non-vertebrates.
So kind of like that? Is that what you would do?
No, snakes have bones, so snakes would go to the top.
Snakes would go to the top, and then the sea urchins and the silkworms on the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you would be wrong, because the correct answer is the silkworm, sea urchin, and the horse share the common ancestor on that gene, and the sea snake, sheep, and cow, they share it also. You can read about this in the Smithsonian. A quarter of the cow genome came from snakes. If you draw out the bovine's family tree, it looks like you've entered a bizarre parallel universe where cows are more closely related to snakes than elephants. Okay, has collagen been found in dinosaur bones?
Yeah, tiny fragments of it.
Okay, how long can collagen last? Thousands, millions, or billions?
Yeah, this is hilarious. You guys say it can't last millions of
just
years,
A, B,
but you
or
don't
C.
think
just
that
A,
the universe even is that old,
just
so you can't
A, B,
make
or
that
C,
claim.
Eric, A, B, or C, thousands, millions, or billions?
It's unknown precisely.
Oh, it is known. Collagen survival rate research guide. They've got it at between 0.2 and 0.7 million. This is not
We haven't had that much time, so you don't know that. It can't last a million years, but according to you, that much time hasn't passed, so you don't know that.
No, this is what they're saying. The point of it is it can't last millions of years. And
how do you know that? Well, not my turn. Sorry.
Yeah, it's what they're saying, and there's other sources that do that also. A blood cell has been found.
From what I understand, I read into this when I wrote my first book.
Yes or no? Just yes or no?
Not everything is as simple as you think it is.
Okay, here we go.
They found impressions of blood vessels and red blood cells, but not the actual cells themselves.
So there won't be any stretchy red blood cells then?
Well, that's different. There are molecular remnants that remain in place from it, but not the thing itself.
Has C14 been found in dinosaur bones?
You can find C14 in anything, including metal, which has no carbon in it, because there's always contamination. This has been experimentally verified.
Okay. So can we test carbon dating?
Yeah.
Or is that falsified? Oh, but it could be carbon dating. Well, they have found dinosaurs. You could go to newgeology.usa.
Yeah, okay, find carbon-14 in metal, which has no carbon in it.
Which dinosaurs turned into birds?
Oh, geez, you really don't know anything about evolution.
Which one has bird hips? Stegosaurus or the T-Rex?
How are you like this? This is not how you determine what evolved from what.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking you, which one had bird hips? Was the Stegosaurus or was it the T-Rex?
Now you're switching your question, so you're being completely dishonest again. Neither of those is the ancestor of birds, and anybody who's looked into this for 10 seconds would know that.
Okay,
so this exposes quite a lot about you, doesn't it?
Well, let's forget that first test. Which dinosaur has bird hips? Is it the Stegosaurus or the T-Rex?
The Ornithischians have more bird-like hips, but the earliest birds have theropod dinosaur hips. Go look at an Archaeopteryx or a Microraptor or whatever
else.
Which
one? Is it the Stegosaurus or is it the T-Rex?
Yeah, this cute gotcha that you're trying to do here is just you being a completely shady and dishonest human being. It's absolutely repugnant. You changed your question to try to, and then when you realized who you're talking to, you flipped it. So you could, okay, but which one does it look like? Utterly ridiculous.
Okay. Are there modern animals inside there, that circle?
Do fish exist? Yes.
Are they, would you have common ants? Would you have common, would you have animals that are living, organisms, current day organisms inside that circle?
Yeah, birds and fish exist, for example. Yeah.
One more question, Brian.
Okay.
what is that supposed to prove?
Well, Yeah. It's basically, how did life begin?
I can give you a low resolution answer, which is chemistry, because that's how life works today. Or we could go with magic. Which one do we have evidence of? Not magic.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.